Anyway, let's move on with a positive story. Terry Flanagan, Harvest Men.
Harvest Men. Yes, we're talking about poor old Kestrel there in trouble. Well, here's a nice story. A new species of harvest men was recently discovered here in Ireland. Brian Murray, who's the founder member of MicroWild, that's a native wildlife meadow and invertebrate reserve in County Wicklow. He's a citizen scientist and he spends his time out looking for interesting invertebrates. And he has found a new species of harvest man here in Ireland. Now, it's not new to science. It was first discovered in 2004 in the Netherlands. But since then, it's been found in Poland, in Germany, various places like that. But this is the first time it's been found in Ireland. Now, it's called a harvest man because they mature around this time of the year, around the autumn time when the harvest is present. So I met him recently on the Curra of County Kildare.
Okay, so we're here, Terry. We're going to do this now.
Okay, we've arrived here. We're down in the Curra in County Kildare. And it's not just the two of us because we've also got a very special, I'm not going to say person, but a very special animal with us as well. Tell us a little bit about it.
We do indeed. So what we have here in this box, and we're just about to release it, is a specimen of a harvest man called Liobunum species A.
Harvest men, they're sometimes called daddy long legs, but I don't think that's correct, is it?
No. I mean, there's actually three species of animal that are called daddy long legs, which makes this whole thing really, really confusing. We have the cellar spiders. Those are the guys that sit up in the corner of your roof in or the ceiling inside your house. And then we have the crane flies that we mostly see in the autumn. Those are the guys that fly with the big gangly legs that kind of come straight for your face by accident. And then we have the daddy long legs we're talking about here, which are harvest men, and they're opilions.
Right. Now, I'm looking at him here because you have him in a container. He's very different to any of the ones I've seen before because of his legs. The legs are huge.
He's definitely the biggest we have in this country now by a long shot. And I'm looking at his legs here and I can see these ones are probably about 7.5 to 8 inches in diameter.
And the body is tiny, absolutely tiny.
It is, yeah. And that is characteristic of a lot of harvest men. You have this tiny little body and then you have these big legs that allow them to escape fast, or, you know, they travel through the grass or through the undergrowth or even the overgrowth. We see a lot of them in the leaves of the trees above us.
They're arachnids. They look like spiders, but they're not spiders.
Definitely not spiders, so nobody has to fear them. What we have with the harvest men is what makes them different from spiders is that they don't have fangs, they don't produce venom, and they don't produce silk, so they don't make any type of webs. And actually, if you see them up close, really up close, and you look just below their eyes, you see they actually have two little kind of claws, like a crab's claws, that they actually pick away at their food with and actually put it into their mouth. Mm. So they don't attack in the sense and venomate and all that kind of stuff. They just capture on the go, and they eat a lot of kind of, they're omnivorous, and they'll eat a lot of kind of dead things, fungus, plant material, and, you know, any dead insects they find. And live prey, you're probably looking at springtails would be the biggest thing they catch, but springtails are tiny.
And they certainly wouldn't bite humans.
They can't bite humans because they just don't have that facility to do it.
The distinguishing feature, as I'm looking at this particular one here, are the 8 legs. And what I do notice is that the second pair of legs are longer than all of the others.
And that's true of most, if not all, harvest men, actually. So those second pair of legs have sensory function to them. So they can effectively figure out their environment using those legs. If you see a harvest man wandering around on its own, those second set of legs are constantly going up and down, side to side, and they're feeling the temperature, they're tasting, they know exactly what the constituents is that they're walking across, because everything comes in through those legs. The eyesight itself isn't great.
Now, your specimen here definitely has 8 legs, but I have seen them occasionally missing a leg.
They do. They actually lose legs very easily, and that's, I suppose, a form of defence. And one thing that happens often when they lose the leg is that leg will continue to move for a period of time after they lose the leg. So if you go to grab a harvest man by a single leg, you might most likely be left with just that leg and the harvest man will run away. So it's a form of defence for them to escape.
But they don't regrow these legs?
They don't, no. Unfortunately, unlike some other invertebrates, they don't regrow the legs. And if it's the second set of legs, those sensory set of legs that they lose, that becomes problematic, because then they can't really sense out the environment and they don't know where they are and what they're interacting with.
looking at this little guy here, he's very active, but he's a very special harvestman. Explain why.
He is. He's not little, though. No. He's a very special harvestman. He's the first of his kind to be properly recorded in Ireland. And his name is Liobunum species A. So it's the first time that we've recorded this species in this country. And we have a population of them here, actually, that we're going to release this guy back into.
Now, you discovered him. How did you discover him?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. Back in December of 2023, a member of the Facebook group Insects and Invertebrates of Ireland posted a photo of something that he saw on one of the walls around us here, and was looking for an identification. And there was no real, the photograph was a little bit kind of out of focus, a little bit iffy. We couldn't make a real determination on it, but I had been studying harvestman for probably about 6 months at this stage, and I knew by looking at it that there was something special about it. So I wanted to go and actually see it myself. Unfortunately, where it is part of the army camp, so you can't get access to it. So it took a long time to actually gain access to the army camp itself so I could make a determination. When I arrived, it was in June of 2024. And all of the harvestmen that were around were juveniles. Now, unfortunately for me, juveniles of the native species and juveniles of this species look exactly the same up to a period of time. These harvestmen go through about 7 or 8 molts before they become adults. So I had to take a few specimens with me and rear them, feed them and water them for a few months so I could actually determine at the end that it was this species. And I was lucky enough to know the guy who actually found this species originally in the Netherlands in 2004. And I sent him some photos and he confirmed for me that it was this species, Liobunum species A.
So this particular species was first discovered in 2004 in the Netherlands. It's never been discovered here in Ireland until you found it.
Until that photograph set me on that path to actually go and find out what it was that I saw. And this species actually is an interesting one because it's called species A, which is, you know, obviously if you're in the know, you know that that's an unusual name for an animal. But the reasoning behind that is that it turned up in the Netherlands in 2004, but nobody knew where it came from. So nobody knew if it had been described for science before, so they couldn't give it a name at that time. Now, recently I was talking to Hay Weinhoven, who discovered the animal, and he told me that they've now actually found out where it's from, and now they can go about the process of actually giving it a proper name.
You're not a professional entomologist. It's really just a hobby for you. And for somebody like you, to find something like this is incredible. And you haven't done it once, you've actually done it twice. This is the second species that you've found here in Ireland.
It is indeed. A number of years back, I discovered the first instance of a particular wasp, a potter wasp, that's found in Europe. I found it not far from here in Blessington, where I live. I was out walking one evening and I saw a specific wasp on a particular ragwort plant, and I kind of thought it looked a little bit strange. So I captured it and I had to send it off to the UK to get it identified. And it turned out it was a species called Euodineris dantici, and it was the first instance of that wasp ever in Ireland. So that specimen actually currently sits in the Natural History Museum.
So you're what's referred to as a citizen scientist. Explain what a citizen scientist is and the importance of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are citizen scientists and they don't even know it. If you're interacting with nature every day and you're looking at what's around you, and if you go that little step further to actually look into what it is you're seeing and perhaps even reporting it to the National Biodiversity Data Centre, you are a citizen scientist. So, you know, it's Joe Bloggs off the street, taking an interest in nature, whether it be animals or plants, and taking that a little bit further to the point where they're actually feeding that information back into the National Biodiversity Data Centre, and the, you know, so scientists in the future can actually have a look at this and determine what was where and when. All of these things turn us into citizen scientists.
What is the importance then of citizen scientists to the progression of science in general?
So most scientists related to entomology, I would say these days, are involved in universities and doing very detailed and complex studies, whether it's to do with how pesticides affect bees or how, you know, or doing genomic studies on the insects and invertebrates. All of those things take an awful long time and they're very, very detailed and complex. Most of those guys are not out in the field much. They're in the lab and they're doing all these studies. And it really falls to us who go out every day, take our dog for a walk, you know, like to take a hike up the mountains, to actually have a look around us and see, you know, does this thing belong in this landscape? Does this thing belong in Ireland? And it doesn't take much to figure out whether that is true or not. And you have the Facebook group like Insects and Vertebrates of Ireland. You have myself and a load of guys on Twitter. And, you know, there's lots of people that you can interact with who can actually help in that way. But one of the things I will say is that the origins of all of these things, this citizen science, really, if you look back in the 1800s, late 1700s and early 1800s, you had people who were like vicars who, you know, they were doing a sermon once a week or twice a week, but they had all this free time in between. Those were the guys that were going out and finding things. And, you know, this was their hobby. They were pinning insect collections and they were finding, you know, what was around their area at that given time. And those collections exist today and they inform us a lot about the insect and vertebrate animal life in Ireland and in the UK and elsewhere at that time. We're just doing the same. We're a bit more digital. I guess one thing I would like to say is harvestmen are a very accessible and easily accessible order of insects or invertebrates to study. I would like to encourage everyone to go out, turn a rock, turn a log, look at a wall, look at the window ledges, check and see what you can see in terms of harvestmen. Take photographs, take lots of photographs up close if you can, and get yourself on the internet. There are lots and lots of guides that will show you what it is you're looking at. But I think it's time for the harvestman to come out into the light.
And you can see some wonderful photographs of harvestmen on our website, rte.ie/Moody.